Welcome to Manic Monday. If you're new around here, let me tell you what to expect. Listening to the 8-Bit Geek is sort of like watching the movie Titanic. You'll always tell yourself you keep coming back for the tragic love story, but we all know you're only really here for the beautiful bare-breasted ginger. My name's Jeremy. With me today are two men who do the Titanic pose with each other every chance they get.
Draw me like one of your French girls. I'm Doug.
Wait. I'm the big breasted ginger here. So I'm Kevin.
Yeah, we're well aware.
Yeah. I should probably put a shirt on for this recording.
If you'd like to.
Hey, we're not in the diner anymore. I can do what I want.
That intro,
Kate Winslet.
That intro is brought to you by Sean Subside.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
The unofficial 8-bit intern.
Mm-hmm. Our head writer. Guys, I am absolutely exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I started working. Maybe I overdid it. It's my first weekend off in like 6 years, right? Like, I just never got them working my regular shifts at work. You know, I always had to work Saturdays. So I got a Saturday, Sunday off. And so I decided that it would be a fantastic idea to get going at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't stop until 6, 7, 8. So I started at 8 o'clock. I was like, you know what? I need to wash my car. So I went outside and I washed it. Then right after that, we started, detail sanding the rest of the banisters. Cause Ashley wanted to get rid of, I don't know if I've told this story, but since we moved into the new house, Ashley has wanted to she wanted to paint over the banisters. They're dark brown. She wanted them black. And she was like, let's paint them. I go, no. I was like, we don't paint them. It's wood. We stain them. And she's like, we can just paint them. I go, if you paint them, you lose all the detail in the wood and it looks terrible. I said, we'll just restain them. So that started an adventure of, let's not do it. And so we waited almost a year to finally start doing it. And I refuse to do this ever again. It has taken so...
Just fucking paint it.
Yeah.
Fuck the wood detail.
Yep. That's what I would say. So we finally, last weekend, we started sanding it all down. This weekend, we finished it up.
Nice.
But what a pain in the ass, man. And my hands are sore. My arms are sore. Because yesterday was full of nothing but little detail work. And so you can't go in with a machine. You got to do it all by hand. And so it's been... That's all I can say about that. It was terrible. Terrible. And then after that, I mowed the lawn. Because we wanted to get the Halloween decorations out. So then we put the Halloween decorations out. And we got almost all of them done. We still have to put Jack out today. But we got most of it all out. And then at night, we had to go back out and do the lighting. And so we hooked all that up. And then I finally got to relax. Sat down. Watched a movie that I'll talk about on Thursday. And that was my exhausting day yesterday. And I say that because I got 7 hours of sleep last night, which is should be great because I normally get like six. And so, but I still feel so exhausted. So exhausted.
That's what you get for working on your day off.
Yeah, no shit.
But that's good. I mean, you got shit done around the house. So at least, you know, you have something to look at, I guess. And it's something that lasts. I mean, it sucks that it took you like a week and a half to do the...
It's not even done. We have to stain them still.
Oh, never mind. Okay, you're in the middle of Fuckedville.
So that, like, we still have to tape off everything. We still have to protect all the banisters, all that. It's another weekend of work, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so fucking over this fucking railing.
Give yourself a weekend off.
So today I plan on, you know, just hanging out and chilling.
Playing some nice PGA golf.
Yeah, maybe some PGA golf with my friends. You know what's fucked up is that I looked, like, I was like, oh, man. Caleb seems to be really good at this game for some reason. I was like, man, I have 11 hours in this game, right? Where is his? Hold on. Caleb has 21 hours in it already.
He commits.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's insane. What the fuck?
He was playing... He was playing the other day, like while he was streaming, that George of the Jungle. And then he on the side screen had PGA. Like he's got an addiction. You got him hooked.
I did not expect that. I thought it was just going to be like I was expecting him to be like, oh yeah, well, I'll just play it together. Now this man went in. He's like, I ain't losing.
He wanted to like customize his character and he had to unlock all the silly things. So I think that's why that's probably part got of the reason
money.
Why.
Yeah, got some money for it.
Yeah. Also, like knowing him, like maybe he fell asleep with it open. Like
possible. But I remade my character and I can't wait for you guys to see it the next time we play.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to do it every time we play. I'm gonna try to have a different outfit. Just so we have more material.
Cause we all make fun of each other. Not each other, but each other's characters.
Yeah, we use the characters as the brunt of the damage.
So that way, our motions don't get ruined.
Yeah, as I even B and Brent, Space Jesus himself and Daniel were in the chat roasting our characters as well. Mm-hmm. Good times.
It was very good times. So, but that was kind of my weekend and stuff, and you know. It's all right. I got to change the filter in the attic today. I forgot to do that this weekend because the sawdust or whatever the fuck it's called, wood dust, all that shit is probably caked up on the filter. Gets all up in that junk. It's got dust all up in its. Trunk, junk, monk, fish.
Cyberpunk.
Ooh, whapper.
Coming out 2022.
Fucking next gen, baby. Next gen cyberpunk. Get ready. Wasn't that game supposed to have DLC?
They're probably still working on fixing the game to begin with. I mean, yeah, they're still working on, they're supposed to be next gen versions of the game too. Like all the versions that were out so far were just the regular PS4 and regular Xbox One versions. So
I would really love to get some big ass DLC for it because I miss that world. I really, really loved that game.
Yeah.
Despite when its issues.
Yeah, exactly. When it worked, it worked. It was a beautiful game. I'm the same way. I did every mission except for the car, you know, buying all the cars or whatever. But I did all the side gigs. I did all that stuff because I was really into that world. You're right. And it'd be nice, man. But probably sometime next year. I think once they get the next gen versions out, then they'll focus on getting some dropping DLC.
I bet you The Witcher 3 comes out before DLC does for Cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
The third season of Witcher? on Netflix?
No, the game. You know, The Witcher. You know that there's a video game, right? Called The Witcher.
What's The Witcher?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Toss a coin.
Oh my god. Anyways. What are you guys up to?
Oh, well, right now I happen to have Twitter open, and I came across this really funny thread. It's pictures of this girl, yoga person.
Go on.
And they're all just like incredibly suggestive, like yoga poses. This person's like, I'm obsessed with her. But it's funny. So it's like, she's doing this again, ass to the camera. It's like sort of, but the text underneath it, because it's like an Instagram post. Let's see, on my way to urgent care again. And then one is she's just, legs just spread, right? You know, she's fully clothed, she's in yoga attire, but there's just happy Father's Day. it's so fucking funny.
Love it.
The very first one is just, she's doing this. She's laying on her back. She's got a leg up to stretching or whatever. I just feel very disheartened at the moment and at a complete loss for words. All I can say is that Black lives always have and always will matter. Nothing in that photo. The two are not connect. There's no connection between the two. It's very funny. That's what I'm up to. I'm just laughing at these fucking ridiculous photos with the whatever. Oh my god, it's just ones talking about how her dog watches nature TV shows on TV with literally just bent over, it's just her butt.
She just has a list of things she wants to post, and then another list of Instagram posts, basically a post a day.
You know, how smart is that though? If you want it, okay, so I could post something on Twitter that is completely prolific and amazing and gets one but if you put a yoga butt on there with the same thing, you're gonna get 100,000,
right?
Oh, so, thanks.
I wish it showed me that. I wish that the photos show you how many likes. Oh, it does. 37,000 likes.
Told you.
Yep.
On one that's her butt, and it's what does your day look like? 37,000 likes.
Tells you
that's fucking hilarious.
God,
my god,
I love it.
It's so smart. That's a way to.
So it's a smart marketing move.
Mm-hmm.
you ever get mad? I'm sorry.
This person, I'm getting mixed messages from her.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I was gonna say, do you ever get it where you get mad at yourself because of when you get a low quality content post and it does better than all your prolific posts? You know, you'll make something that you're proud of, and like Jeremy said, you'll get one like, and then you'll make something stupid, you'll just post a reply gif and then it's hundreds of likes, and you're really?
No,
really?
It happens all the time. I could make the smartest post ever, and no, I'm just no reaction from that. Then I post an update about something stupid and, whatever it could be. And then all of a sudden it takes off and I get 3 likes. You know, just crazy amount of likes.
Triple your, that's 300% more.
Yeah, man. It's up completely from my 10 followers.
So. At the time, I think it was it Streamlabs? Who was it? Posted something on Twitter that was imagine being ratioed by this tweet, and then someone responded with this tweet's stupid or something like that, and that one got 4 times the amount of likes as the one from Streamlabs. And then they did it again. This is the same thing a couple weeks later, and someone had screenshotted that one, and they're like you want to do this again? And that one also got more likes than Streamlabs' original post. It's
God.
Y'all fucking up.
What was one, if you could think of it, what was one of your most popular low content posts that you guys have ever done on Twitter? I'll start. Mine I got lucky. I got in within a few seconds of Arnold Schwarzenegger posting that he was getting his COVID shot. And it was like a video of him like getting the drive up done. And so the first thing I just said was like, COVID, you're terminated or something like that. And then like, yeah, it was like over 3,000 likes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I wish they showed you that.
Right?
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be a good feature.
I think my most liked one was when I just said that I watched the finale of Dave, and if Gata doesn't get an Emmy nod, I'll be shocked. And that got 85 likes.
Nice. Even Gata himself. That was pretty rad.
Yeah. But I've never had like a hugely successful tweet. I never went viral like you. You continuously go viral.
For all the wrong reasons.
So you've got that viral touch.
I touch it and it just, yeah, no, you get a virus. You need to go to the doctor.
Yep.
I should get that checked out.
Yeah, most of my most recent stuff that's gotten a lot of likes has been me just absolutely shitting all over the governor and the state of Texas. So I mean, like literally, it's not a lot. It's just a fuck you, Greg Abbott. This is 100% you're doing, you dickless fuck. That one got like, it was a because I don't tweet a whole lot. I mostly retweet a lot of stuff. But anyways, that one got 10 likes. It's just like, like, no, it's not a lot, but it's just in comparison to some of the other ones. Well, there's 9 on that one. 3, 6, you know, I'm just looking at my tweets and whatnot, but you dickless fuck. Maybe I like that one.
I would love for you to meet Greg Abbott one day, and Greg would be like, oh, are you, oh my, OMFG, it's Doug. Oh my,
that's you? God. Yeah, you dickless fuck.
He rolls over your toes.
I push him down a steep hill.
As you should.
Shows him for trying to meet up with you on a hill.
Again, yeah, just like that scene from Mac and Me. I'm telling you. But instead of landing in a river below, the Grand Canyon. The river below.
God. Yeah, just let him keep going.
Just bye.
All right. So that's it for today's show. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. Tomorrow we've got Top 5 Tuesday. We're going to be talking about the top 5 frozen pizza brands out there. I'm sure that we'll give examples of the ones that we like, but top 5 frozen pizza brands tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure we've done this one before.
I don't think so, but I don't care. We've never done it on this.
Yeah, we've never done it on here. I was just thinking when I was making this list, I was like, I've done this before. this is familiar.
Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.